Peace, 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 peace and divine love. This is your wonderful community yogi, farmer, health coach, Basu Aishara. And I am coming to you today to bring some wonderful information. I hope you are doing fantabulous, amazing, and living on purpose. So, quick things I want to go over in this quick segment, this episode for you is fighting diabetes. We know plenty of people right now around us who have diabetes. You heard of diabetes. It's like it's put into your ear when you say diabetes and people don't fully understand what's going on. So a quick herb for the diabetes that I can give you a pointer today is red raspberry leaf. Red raspberry leaf is a herb. Also raspberry itself, not forgetting the fruit raspberry, the fruit itself. It is a Rubus aureus. Rubus aureus. So what I want to say about this beautiful, beautiful herb, it grows all around us and it can actually help with your diabetes. So I want you to stick around and hear what's going on and how you can get more information. Okay, so with the red raspberry leaf or the raspberry leaf bushes, they grow in many places. It typically are found in mostly clearing areas, bushes, forests. And if you run into it, it's probably in the more northern hemisphere that grows. So watch out for the fruits. If you just decide to go buy this raspberries, usually they have it, you know, between the summer and the fall season. Well, summer to fall season. So if you're buying it from a store, make sure you're getting something that's organic. If you're going to the store to buy the raspberries or the red raspberry leaf, you're getting something that's high in nutrients for you. So make sure you watch out for the labels because they can be sneaky. If you're not buying it at your local store, buy it at your local farm, at your local natural herbal store. If not, you can definitely check out my site, smypharmacy.com. I have what you need. You can get the fruit. You can get the leaves. I have what you need. So go to smifarmacy.com, which is smifarmacy.com. And check out the page. You can see plenty of things on there from the blogs to the actual products that we have. I just want you to check that out because we are talking about to fight diabetes. And this is the one that you need is the raspberries. So again, watch out if you're going out in nature and finding these raspberries because they grow everywhere. You want to be careful because they do have many, many thorns on them. So when you're looking for it, please look at the area. Be very conscious of the area that you're getting these leaves or the raspberry fruit itself from. And when you're looking for this particular fruit, we're looking for they're tiny white flowers and they bloom. Excuse me, they bloom. And you'll see the bud right in the center of it. And you can tell that it's a raspberry. If you're not familiar, please Google it. Google is going to be your friend if you don't know what a raspberry look like. But I'm sure if you're on this segment and we're talking about fruit and herbs, you know what a raspberry is. All right, let's go into some wonderful medicinal properties for this beautiful fruit and herb. The vitamins is high in vitamin A, B, especially your biotin. I've been loving doing this red raspberry leaf tea every day, daily. At least two cups of the red raspberry leaf, not just for my reproductive, but also for my hair, skin, and nails. It is definitely high in that. And if anybody knows me, I work on the skin. Been working on the skin to see some changing, you know, to reverse what we done in our childhood. You know, we don't want to grow up and keep being in that same, you know, ignorant, not calling anyone ignorant, but just talking about self in this moment. We don't want to stay stuck in that place. So if you have a chance to learn, learn. So it's high in vitamin A, B, especially the biotin, high in C, vitamin C, the flavonoids are really good. And again, if you're collecting these leaves, collect them in the summer to fall season. They can actually help replenish the body when you're, eating the raspberries or on the tea itself. High in vitamin C, and the tea is also a supplement when treating your diabetes or your blood sugar imbalance. Now we know every other person that we know are facing diabetes or blood sugar imbalance. So again, recommend this wonderful podcast to a friend, a neighbor, a sister, a brother, a family member. You know, someone you need to touch, someone out on the street that may be needing this message, because we're facing a lot of homelessness and the lack of food. And I'm not sure why we have a lack of food, but it grows everywhere. So share the knowledge, share this wealth of information with those you care about or just someone who needs the information. All right, furthermore, with this beautiful fruit and leaves, it also helps with upper respiratory issues. It also can help treat stomach and bowel inflammation. Now, if you're overeating or you're eating, not properly eating the right thing, you can have a bowel inflammation. Yes, and it can turn into seriously different diseases. So please, you know, make sure you're getting your intake of vitamins every day. And we're not sure how much we should get, but at least do your best to eat something leafy green on a daily basis. Drink some wonderful water. Do some beautiful yoga. Get some beautiful red raspberry leaf tea in. Eat some fruit. And give thanks to every time you, you know, approach some type of, you know, water substance or food. Treat it as life because you're eating life. So again, this herb is specifically, you know, be advisable for women. It has a positive effect on the reproductive system. Again, like I said, I don't just take it for the reproductive system because it has wonderful vitamins in it. But it's good to at least drink the red raspberry leaf tea towards the end of, you know, your pregnancy. For the ladies, of course, the queens. Pregnancy, and it helps with the obstruction tract to prepare for your childbirth. Raspberries can also help relax the muscles, which in turn helps speed up the actual birth. So women, we're birthing, you know, every day, you know, somebody's having a children, and you want to be able to give them this beautiful tea to help them with that flow into birth. It helps alleviate the pain. Now, we all go through the pain. As a mother, I know. And I wish I would have known that at the time of giving birth to my beautiful daughter. But I didn't. But I did other things to help complement my birth, like exercising and eating correctly. So again, this helps alleviate the pain during your pregnancy and also when you're birthing. This fruit is full of vitamins. Again, I don't want to stress that enough. Full of vitamins. You're missing that, especially vitamin A, B, E, B1, B3, B2. So it helps with the wonderful energy. Also, provitamin. It is good and high in that. And minerals, iron, magnesium, you know, zinc, phosphorus, copper, manganese, zinc. I already said phosphorus and zinc. Raspberries are the ideal food supplement in diabetes, as they strongly decrease the blood sugar levels. They also help to relieve constipation as they improve bowel persistilis. So, what are we saying is, have your red raspberry leaf tea every day. It's also similar to the blueberries, so they maintain the eye function. I'm also working on my eyes as well. You know, having astigmatism in my right eye, learning that at a younger age. For me, I was like, oh, okay, I can wear glasses. I can wear contacts. Did both. Now I'm on the journey to help repair my eyes. So again, cleansing the liver will help me see through walls. I've been saying that this week. So cleansing the liver is actually going to help with my eye function. But drinking this tea also help complement my eyes as well. Also, it helps prevent the certain degenerative changes. Drinking this red raspberry leaf tea or eating the fruit help improve my immune system. And that is huge, dealing with what we're facing in this world with different, you know, chemicals, and they're spraying it, and it's on our food, and it's in our water, and it's just in our environment. It helps improve your immune system. It cleanses the liver. It helps decrease the cholesterol. So you cannot beat this by having this tea every day. Also, it helped relieve the morning nauseousness that we have. So I would do like a red raspberry leaf and a ginger. So if you're facing that morning nauseousness as just a person going through your pregnancy or to regulate your menstrual cycle, your divine cycle, women, queens, this is for you. Also, it helped relieve the organism and retaining the water. Also, if you juice this will be beautiful as well. So a fresh raspberry juice is a great remedy for if you're feeling feverish, a viral infection. Also, it increases the sweating. So more waste is expelled from your body, and you need to expel that waste. So get into a sauna, get into a steam, a wonderful hot yoga, and sweating this out will help expel the toxins from your body. It also suppresses the fever. It helps treat child bed wetting. Ooh, that's a good one. So if you're facing with the little ones and they want to drink it and they're having the issue of bed wetting, you might want to give this to them as well. It's also a natural aphrodisiac. So we're talking about some good stuff. Some good, wonderful, live things. It's an aphrodisiac. And for men, it helps treat erectile dysfunction or impotence. So if you know your man, your king, or someone who is facing these issues and they want to stimulate their body, it's a natural aphrodisiac for men to have it as well. So if they're having, again, erectile dysfunction, which can be, it is common now. It is very common because of what they are intaking and what they're around and what they are wearing. It can, with the erectile dysfunction and impotency, it can, you know, it's at a high rate right now. So drinking the red raspberry leaf will help increase the man's fertility, which is needed right now. Okay, a few tips left. So if you want to decide to grow the raspberry, of course, me being a wonderful yogi, farmer, health coach, I like to grow the raspberries. You can grow this in acidic soil, so make sure that your soil is acidic. You don't want it to be too alkalized when growing this. So even if you go to your local nursery or farm and they have some raspberries that's already potted, then I will ask them if you're able to purchase that. And if you're not able to purchase it from there, I will go to, you know, your local department store that has it, like a Home Depot, a Lowe's. You know, I wouldn't say just support them, but support your wonderful black conscious community in helping purchase from them as well to extend and help their business grow. So I will purchase a tree or already a potted plant of raspberries from them. Also, in order to grow well, it needs full sunlight. So not in your house, of course, unless you have a wonderful grow system. But it deserves full sunlight. And of course, you're going to need some poles because it vines. It's a vining plant. So you're going to need some supporting poles for it. They all can also be grown by a fence. Now, they can catch onto the fence and grow against the fence or lean against the fence. This soil should be kept moist. Do not let your raspberries dry out. That will be it. But always when you're giving and feeding your plants or live water, you're giving thanks. Just like as you're feeding yourself, you're giving thanks in that moment. Another thing I want you to try out before we get off this segment, before we close out, is to try the raspberry leaf infusion. So all you need is about, you know, 8 ounces of water, or a liter of boiling water, and you want to pour at least 2 tablespoons of raspberry leaves over the water. You want to infuse it for at least 10 minutes, so let it sit there and soak for 10 minutes. You can, you know, watch a podcast, you can do some squats, you can do something in that 10 minutes. And also, you can drink it 3 times a day. That is going to be your key, to drink it on a daily basis. So, again, 8 ounces of water, boil the water, 2 tablespoons of red raspberry leaf, infuse it for 10 minutes, and 3 times a day. This is simple. Just like you take your prescriptions on the daily, this is simple. Drink your vitamins. this is going to be awesome for you. So that was your tryout for today. This is to help fight diabetes. This is also great for other things that I named on here. So again, have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful day. Take these jewels and go with it. If it didn't help you, let it help someone else. At least you heard about it and what you can do for self and to help your community grow. Again, this is your wonderful community yogi, farmer, health coach, Basu Aishara, and I am checking out. Make sure you like this podcast, share the podcast, enjoy the podcast, and visit my site again at smaifarmacy.com. Smai Pharmacy, SmaiFarmacy.com. Check us out. Like it, subscribe, visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are on there. This is your wonderful, delightful love and light energy. Peace, love, hetep.